Welcome, everyone. Hello, benvenuti. This is a Time Pause news and features show in Piazza. My name is Catherine.
Ciao, Catherine. My name is Marco. Again.
So we've got a great week coming up for you. We hope you're excited because we certainly are. We've got a lot of lessons, and actually, the first one is kind of appropriate because we were just eating, and it's all about talking with your mouth full. So if you've ever wanted to know how to say it in Italian, or if you ever want to know how to tell someone to stop doing it in Italian, this is a lesson for you.
We are big fan of politeness and everything regarding this...
You especially.
Behaviors that have to be used in certain specific situations.
Yeah.
Moving along, we have another incredible lesson that I love that is about stealing stuff.
Well, it's actually about compulsively stealing stuff. So it's about people who have this particular condition in which they feel that they have to steal when they're in a store. So this is for all you kleptomaniacs out there.
Yeah, actually, in Italian, we say it's a very difficult word. Is kleptomania.
Kleptomania.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, I was joking.
All right, so you're going to hear this one, and it's going to be really great for you if you are interested in shopping, you know, chastising your friends for stealing things.
No, it's fun. It's fun.
It is fun. And the last lesson, of course, is the sixth episode of 10, actually, of our Vatican Intrigue series. So we're kind of rounding the bend here, heading into the end part of this series. It's a really interesting and very dangerous lesson, so...
Vatican Intrigues, yes, is moving on to an incredible stage of a radio podcast drama.
Absolutely.
Experience of the Black Death.
And don't forget, if your level isn't necessarily intermediate, but you're feeling more like elementary, it's a great way for you to listen to a drama, to get involved in a story, and to learn some new words, because there's no better way to learn than to challenge yourself. So I do encourage you checking that out. We have a website, ItalianPod.com. Go there to learn, and communicate with the rest of our users out there.
We also have an email that is ItalianPod@praxislanguage.com.
We have a user of the month every month, so please, users, let us know you're out there. Post comments, post questions.
No, but
even
Catherine,
if you think that they're stupid, we love answering your questions.
But what I want to say is that from next month, the user of the month will be featured in our news and features.
That's right. I forgot to mention that earlier, but we're going to take this
one step
fantastic,
closer.
Amazing user, and we're going to offer, if you're interested, a phone interview via Skype, and we're going to put it up on the News and Features show.
We can, you know, get to know, like, our people and give them a chance to let them say what they think.
So please, please get involved. Be on the site. If we choose, you're going to be on next month's show, the Time Pod User of the Month.
This is enough for us. Now, we don't have a User of the Month to interview, so we just go home, everybody, and we meet next month.
And we will let you know if you've been chosen. So, from all of us here at Italian Pod, have a great week, enjoy your lessons, and ciao a tutti.
Ciao.